Good morning. Indeed, nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing is impossible with God. I want to welcome you. You are joining this live broadcast, or maybe you're watching this after it's been, you know, recorded, but it's a live stream. And for everyone who was able to get up early, this is 11 a.m., I think a few minutes past 11 a.m., UK time, and we're broadcasting live from Love Assembly, Liverpool. It's a great privilege, a great honor to broadcast right into your home, your living room, your hearts, and everywhere will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Guess what? We started a series last week, and I'm so excited that we are continuing today. And the series we started has to do with faith. And, you know, what we're doing is we're not assuming that everyone has faith or everyone has the understanding of what faith is. So I really want you, I want to encourage you as we start to share something very simple in its simplicity that will help you, that will transform your heart, that will help you to re-examine your belief system and your faith, and especially faith in God. And before we go into what I have today, I just want to pray over your heart and your mind, pray over my heart and my mind, and to trust that this word you're going to hear today, right now, will come in its simplicity. So right now, I pray, Father, you know everyone watching right now. You know those that will watch later. You know those that are just waking up. You know those who just stumbled on this broadcast. I pray in the name of Jesus. With the knowledge you have of every one of us, you will meet every one of us at the very level and point of our need and our understanding. I pray your word will come to me, through me, and to this people, to everyone's heart, your word will come, Lord, like a seed, and in your power, by your spirit, the knowledge of the glory of God will transform every heart listening, will transform every mind listening. I pray every mind and every heart, like the heart of kings, will be transformed right now into a good ground, so that the entrance of your word will bring light and give understanding to the simple. And thank you, Lord. I pray right now, as I hear, I will speak. And as I speak, you will confirm every word. You will heal, you will deliver, you will transform, you will renew, you will refresh our faith in you, all to your glory. In Jesus' name, I pray. Wow, I just want to thank you that you are able to join this service. And you know what, if you have not remembered, you know, like Sarah said at the start, if you have not remembered to share this video, to share this live broadcast, to just simply go on your device and send it to all your contacts, on your social media contacts, especially on Facebook, as we are right now live on Facebook. And you need to wake up somebody. I tell you something, faith comes by hearing. Somebody needs to hear what we're about to share. So do us a favor, use the power of technology. Be that evangelist today who will go into all the world. You don't need to literally go. Your fingers can punch that tablet, that phone, that device. And guess what? The gospel goes right through the earth in a matter of minutes, because the gospel is the power of God to save. The gospel is the good news. The gospel is the truth that will set you free. Amen. So please do that right now. And let me just quickly, I love using the power of, you know, media, every form of media. And that includes when we use ears, eyes, and I love to do. So we said every Sunday this November, we're going to be looking at what we titled Faith for a New Season. And we've been looking at the Faith for the Impossible series. So just follow me. So we looked at this from the book of Hebrews chapter 11. There is a book in the Bible called Hebrews. If you look at the 11th chapter, you read from verse 6 to 40, it actually tells you about what I'm about to share again with us. And that is the topic of faith. And last week, we asked ourselves this question. We tried to answer this question. We said, do you have faith? What did we cover last week? What is faith? How do we have faith? What do we have faith in? The different ways we have faith, the different sources of faith. So, interesting topic, faith. That was what we tried to cover last week. And then remember, we defined faith. And what did we define faith as? Faith, we looked at it, faith according to the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. The Bible declares there, the faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going slowly. We said from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we highlighted two things there. Faith is substance. That's number one. The second thing, evidence. Substance of what? Substance of things hoped for. What you hope for is not here yet. You can't see it, but you're hoping for it. And the fact that you're hoping for it means you can't see it. It's not there yet. But faith gives you the substance. And faith, second thing, is evidence. You cannot see something, but you have the evidence that what you cannot see actually exists. So substance is realization. You come to the realization that even though this thing is not here yet, but I realize I have the assurance, I have a confirmation that I've got it, that I will have it. I'm hoping for it. It will come. Evidence, I have the confidence, I have the conviction, and I am assured, I am just persuaded, fully persuaded that it is here. Now, I had an interesting discussion with a lovely woman. Her name is Debbie. She's married to our sports and fitness coach. So if you're watching, Debbie, I am gossiping about you right now. And we had an interesting, very interesting, down-to-earth discussion about faith. Back and forth, we discussed, we had questions and things, and back and forth like that, which in a way, after the discussion, actually strengthened my own faith, my own belief system. We looked at logic. We looked at applying our common sense to see where our common sense can take us to. Logic helps us. We looked at science. There are things that scientifically proven, we cannot argue, it is there. And then we looked at this issue of faith. And then we came up, she said, wow, I get it. That it's like you place an order. You go online, maybe to Amazon. Maybe Amazon will pay me for this free advert. You order for something on Amazon. And you just click, you pay, you place the order. And then you get a confirmation saying your order is confirmed. You know what? What you ordered for, you cannot see it. What you ordered for is not there with you, but you are rest assured that you have ordered for it and it's on the way. Remember when you ordered for it, you put your address. That address tells Amazon where to deliver what you ordered for. And then we looked at something critically. Let's say you placed the order. You got the confirmation. It's on the way. You are happy. You are confident. You've ordered for it. You've paid for it. You've met the criteria for it to get to you. But then you now change your address. Let's say you move away from the address where you ordered that it should, what you ordered for should be delivered. When you move addresses without informing Amazon, moving address and your order is coming, the order will come to the address you gave. But when you moved, you will not get the delivery. And that is a picture of when we doubt, when we move out of faith. By faith, you gave them the address, you placed the order, you said, deliver it here. And then in between the delivery, the time you ordered and the delivery, you moved out of the address. It's like, that's what doubt is like. When you move away, when you shift, you start with the order, with the address, you must end with the address. And what is the parallel? We learned that our faith, everyone has faith. You have faith in someone, you have faith in something. Every one of us has a level of faith. Every one of us has someone or something we believe in. But when it comes to the issue of faith in God, we learned that everything we learn, we have faith in is because we heard it. We were told about it. You heard about Amazon. Amazon can deliver goods to you, so you order. But then you change your address when the order was coming. You have shifted. Faith starts with the word of God, and faith ends with the word of God. So faith is like the address where you said, I will be, when you place the order and when the order arrives. So you don't move away from faith, your address, where it will be delivered. So faith in God starts with God and must end with God. You don't start by believing and then you shift, you start doubting. When you doubt, the delivery will not get to you. We will learn more of that today. And thank you, Mrs. A. That's Debbie. Debbie is also known as Mrs. A. And you can check her out. She's on Instagram. Wonderful talk. And, you know, she hosts different things where, you know, talking about mental health and all that. You know, you can just check her out. I've forgotten what her Instagram address is, but Mrs. A, God bless you. All right. So that's just an analogy. So just continuing with what we learned last week. So we moved on from the definition of faith. We established every one of us has faith in someone or in something. There's something, someone we believe exists. How do we have faith? That's what we just said. Faith comes by hearing what is told. Everything you believe today, everything you have faith in, is because you were told about it. Perhaps you're watching this, you're hearing me, and you know what? You never got to hear about God. You never got to hear who God is. Or you got to hear that God does not exist. Then you had faith in what you heard, that God does not exist. So if faith comes by hearing what we are told, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, then we need to ask ourselves, what have we been hearing? What have we been told? Who's been talking to us? Who's been telling us things? Because what we hear, what we're told, is what we have faith in. We need to establish these rudiments of faith. And then we looked at the different ways we hear. And we established through the story. Remember, back up last week, we told the story of the man who was dying. The man's name, Isaac. He had two sons, Jacob and Esau. And through that, we established that we hear faith through our five senses. Everything we hear through our five senses. So it's not just the hearing of the ear that we hear when it comes to the issue of faith. We hear with our eyes what we see. We hear with our ears what we hear. We hear faith through our nose what we smell, because we saw last week how Isaac smelled Jacob, and Jacob was already putting on the garment of his brother Esau. But because he smelled like his brother Esau, the father, who was now blind, was convinced, he had faith that he was talking to Esau when he was actually Jacob, because he smelled him. We hear faith through our taste. He tasted the food. We hear through the touch. He touched him and found that he was hairy. Meanwhile, he had just put on goat's animal fur that made him look, he was hairy on his hands and on his neck. That story is fantastic. We see it in the book of, somewhere in the book of Genesis. I don't have the scripture today. So let's establish that. So the different ways we hear the hearing of faith through our five senses. You see, this is very important if we can establish this. And these are the basic things. So what have we been hearing? What have you been told? What have you been smelling? What have you been seeing? What have you been smelling? What have you been tasting? What have you been touching? These are the things I tell you that will affect your faith. It will surely affect your faith. So we also went forward to look at the different sources. We've seen the different ways we hear, then the different sources we hear from. We four basic sources. And we will build on that today, because today we will be looking at something on how to have faith in the impossible. The different sources again, your mind can talk to you. Thoughts run to your mind. People tell us things. And by your mind, we talked about the five senses. When people talk to you, when people tell you things, when people show you things, when people make you taste things, when people make you touch things, when people make you to see things, it's a source of hearing, of faith. And then, of course, the devil. I tell you something, there's a devil out there. He's out there to steal, to kill, to destroy you. True thoughts on your mind, evil thoughts. And, you know, that the devil there, I need to add this, because there is one devil, but there are many demons. They're devils. They're just fallen angels. So the devil and demons, they suggest thoughts. When you start having negative, bad, evil thoughts, that's a source of faith. Because some people, actually, their faith is developed through what their mind tells them, through what people tell them, through what the devil and demons suggest. But then the faith we're looking at today is faith in God, because our topic today is going to help us to examine ourselves to see if we truly have faith in God. We establish what we have faith in now, what we should have faith in, and how do we have this faith, and who do we have faith in. So that's why today, I'm excited to bring us this topic, how to have faith in the impossible. How to have faith in the impossible. Now, by the impossible, what do we mean? Now, I'm not a motivational speaker. Thank God for motivational speaking and speakers. They say things and they motivate us. You know, what you didn't want to do, they just say some things that activate something inside you and that pushes you to do it. And then you start. And then halfway, wait a minute, where did all the motivation go? Because there's no fire that and fuel that keeps that fire to keep you motivated, burning. They told you words, and those words, you heard them, that tells you, I can do all things. I can do all things. And then you attempt to do something, and then you find out you can't actually do all things. You start realizing some things are impossible to do. You can't do all things. You cannot do all things. Forget about that song that says, I believe I can fly. You know what? You try and fly. Let's see you. Come on, let's see you do it. Well, somebody said I can go and get some equipments, put them together, and through the power of technology, create artificial wings and flap my wings, or get some system that will pump me up and make me fly and float in the sky and all that. Yeah, that's technology. I'm talking about you. Can you fly? No, you can't. So I'm not sharing a motivational, this is not a motivational speech. This is an inspirational, revelational speech. Revelation on what God says. Now, God is invisible, is immortal, and is the only wise creator. By God, I mean that being, let me use that word, the source of every life, of every creation, of every intelligence, of everything you see. The source of it, the source of your life, your very existence. The one who created the ends of the earth, the one who made everything. And if you look at that book of Hebrews, the Bible is clear that the things we see were not made by things we see. In Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible tells us that God, who is the source of all life and all intelligence, he made everything through words. Through words. Remember, how do we have faith in someone or have faith in people? We have faith in someone, something, or in people, or in things, by what we're told, by what we hear. So, faith in the impossible. I'm trying to let you see that that faith in the impossible has to do with faith in God, who is the source of all things, the source of all life and all intelligence. So come with me as I begin to speak these simple words to you. Remember, faith comes by what we hear, what we're told. Now, let me tell you some things about God. Let me tell you, you don't believe in God because someone told you God does not exist. And someone told you that through your five senses, you can't taste God, you can't see God, you can't hear God through the hearing of the ears audibly, you cannot touch God. So, God does not exist. That's what science says. That's the intelligence we will get from science, which is awesome. We're not arguing with science. In fact, this faith for the impossible I'm about to share with us defies science. It defies logic. Now, hear the word of your creator, your source, your maker, the God who is invisible, who through the invisibility of words created everything. Because if you read the first book in the Bible called Genesis, you will see how God, through the spoken word, created everything. He made what was impossible possible through words. Through words. We learned on Thursday, words are very creative. Words paint pictures. They create images in your ears, in your mind. Everything I'm saying now, do you know why you understand me? Because you're not seeing the words, the letters, you're seeing images. You're seeing what I'm saying in your mind, in your heart. Words have creative power. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, death and life, do you know where the power lies? In the mouth, in the tongue, through the words. you can literally kill somebody without lifting a gun, a knife, or an instrument. Through the power of the spoken word, you can literally paralyze, demoralize, immobilize somebody. You can tell somebody they're useless and give them 7 reasons why they're useless. And because faith comes by hearing, they will believe you. Involuntarily, because they heard it. And once they heard it, they begin to, you know, remember words paint pictures, they create images. They begin to see the images of themselves in the way you're describing them. I remember some years ago, I had a falling out, but I just met someone who didn't just like me. And this person just decided to start creating stories about me. And he went about telling people different things about me, people who had never met me before, people who didn't know me from Adam, like we say. He created the image of someone which I wasn't, and told everybody who never met me, who didn't know me, and guess what? They believed him. So much more that these people, I was so popular, and I didn't know I was so popular because this guy made me very popular, but he told all sorts of stories about me, and people believed him. I'm telling you the power of words. That's why today, let us examine. I want you and I to examine what we've been hearing. Some of us, in all sincerity, you've been a church person, or you're not a church person. You've been hearing so many things, even about God, even about faith, and I'm telling you, unconsciously and unfortunately, what you have faith in is not the truth and true knowledge of God, about God, and who God is. So let's see, through the power of words written, inspired by God in the Bible, what God has to say about faith in the impossible. All right, I will give us about 4 scriptures and follow step by step. Maybe you've heard this before, or you've never had this before. Let us go to the first scripture. In Luke chapter 18 and verse 27, there's a scripture there that says, "But he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God." I want you to hold that. The things which are impossible with men, that's with mankind, are possible with God. Look at that. As far as mankind is concerned, some things are impossible. For example, I told you, you can't fly. But it says with God, they are possible. So note it. As long as it's with men, for as long as mankind has the ability to reason, to logically look at something, an issue, a circumstance, mankind comes to the conclusion it is impossible. But when it comes to God, it can be possible. So that's Luke chapter 18, verse 27. There's a context of that story where Jesus made that statement. It's about a rich man who trusted in his riches. And Jesus said, if you leave everything and you follow me, I will make you a better person. You follow me. He says, forget, leave all your riches, follow me. And then his disciples said, wow, riches, this man is so rich, who then can be saved? If a rich man who literally has everything cannot be saved. Jesus said, it's it's impossible for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle, yes, it's done for a rich man to enter into heaven. You know, the story there, when you see the eye of a needle, you know, literally a needle, and you see the eye, the point of the needle. But in Israel, in those days, the eye of a needle was just the entrance of a city, and it's usually a very small gate. So for a camel to go through that gate, the camel has to really crouch to pass through the narrow, tiny little gate. And the camel, remember, usually carries goods and people. So, but Jesus said, yeah, that may look impossible, but with God, it is possible. So you can be rich, let me put it that way, but don't trust in your riches, because there's a limit to what money can do, what possessions can do. But with God, with your riches, with you putting your trust in God. In other words, what Jesus was just saying, that those who trust in riches, you trust in every other thing except God. You trust in every other thing you have except God. It will be very impossible for you to follow God. Okay, so Luke 18:27. The second scripture I'm going to share with us is Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Remember, we're talking about how to have faith in the impossible today. For with God, nothing will be impossible. So note that again, we're looking at faith in the impossible. And then the third scripture, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. By two immutable things which is impossible for God to lie. Remember, with God, the things that are impossible with man, possible with God. For with God, nothing will be impossible. By two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. So it is impossible for God to lie. So let's look at the final scripture. Faith comes by hearing. The third scripture is in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. By two immutable things, impossible for God to lie. Okay, let me go over that. First scripture is that. Is Luke 18:27. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. The second scripture is Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And the third scripture, by two immutable things, which it is impossible for God to lie. So the fourth scripture is what you have on the screen, Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. As he said, will he not do? Or as he spoken, will he not make it good? All right. So, faith in the impossible. How to have faith in the impossible. Today, we will lay a foundation. Next week, we will look at those who actually demonstrated that faith in the impossible. Now, how do we have faith in the impossible? We need to start examining some things. Let's do a re-examination. How do I have faith in the impossible? Let's start with, how do I have faith in what is possible? Do you know how we have faith to come to the conclusion that this is possible? Remember, we look at how we hear. And how do we hear? We hear through our five senses. So when you use your five senses, when we look at things logically, we will see that after logic, after empirical evidence, after putting everything together over a matter, we come to the conclusion that this matter is possible. Is possible. We look at it with our eyes. We hear with our ears. We smell it. We taste it. We touch it. We conclude. This is possible. That's how we have faith that something is possible. So let us look at that first. The faith that tells us something is possible is the faith that we heard, we tasted, we smelled, we touched, we handled, we smelled, and we concluded. Possible. Possible, 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 possible. For example, I give the example of You order for something on Amazon. You go on www.amazon.co, maybe .uk or .org, wherever you are, whatever part of the world. And then you search, and then you see what you're looking for. You click on the item. It tells you how much. You check your account. You can afford it. You put in your card details. You order for it. You pay for it. It asks you for delivery address. You put your delivery address. And boom, this is possible. I am going to get this good. You don't argue. Why? You've applied your five senses to make, to see that this is very, 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 very possible. So you have faith in the possible. Now, I am talking today about faith in the impossible. The faith in the impossible, let's lay this foundation today, is the faith that comes not by concluding using your five senses that this is possible. You use your five senses to tell you this is impossible. Please don't be confused. You apply your logic. You apply five senses. Your five senses will tell you what is possible. Now, use your five senses to now look at this situation, maybe a circumstance, and you conclude this is impossible. Let me give an example. Maybe you go to see your doctor, they do a scan, CT scan, full scan, body scan, every scan, they put you through the microscope, put you through the scanner, put you through the transmitter, put you through everything. They do every test, they take your blood, they take your water, they check all your organs, and they come up with a diagnosis. And that diagnosis says, from all this empirical analysis, formula, and all the possibilities, we can see that what is wrong with your body is terminal, and we're sorry. It is impossible for you to be healed. Every scientific evidence is pointing that logically, what you're diagnosed with, what we found in your body, it is impossible for you to be healed. It's gone beyond every possibility that you'll be healed. So, in other words, we are telling you, using our five senses, logic, that it is impossible. Let me tell you, the faith in the faith in the impossible starts when our faith tells us, when our logic tells us it is impossible. So you use your brain. That's where I'm going. Come with me. You say we're talking about faith in God. Yes. Your brain, your logic, every test, every empirical analysis, every known logic to human brain thinking says it is not possible. It is not possible. This situation is not possible. We have tried every possibility. It is not possible. So where logic stops is where the impossible begins and where the faith for that impossible will start. Okay, let's go back to one of the scriptures we used, and I will tell us the story there. I will give you the scripture. You go read it, all right? But because of time, I will just run a commentary. Now, that scripture we saw in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, Luke chapter 1 and verse 37. Let me bring the scripture up. I love the word of God. Okay, let me just bring the scripture up to just show us. Okay, I'll bring that particular scripture up that says, for with God, nothing will be impossible. I will give you the context in which that scripture came up. Now, the story, you will find the story in Luke chapter 1 from verse 37. Okay, the whole story, let me just tell us where the whole, from verse 5 to verse 25, and then verse 26 to verse 38. It's the story of two women. Two women. And I'm excited to share what I want to share with you about these two women today. Now, one was an old woman. She was barren. She couldn't conceive. By no means. She had been married for many years, and by now she had gone through menopause and past menopause. Her name, Elizabeth. The second woman in that account is a woman called Mary, a young girl. She was a virgin. So look at it. One is barren, one is virgin. What do I mean? Barren means it's been tried, it's been tested, it's unfruitful, it can't produce. Virgin means it's never been touched before. And because it's not been touched, we can't even know if it can produce. Look at it from that angle. Because for someone to move to being barren means that initially they were untested, but after a lot of testings, after a lot of trials to see if the, you know, the seed will produce, it didn't produce. So we conclude by every logic, this is barren. So the interesting story here is that Elizabeth, who was barren, had passed menopause. Together with her husband, there was no way they could have children in their old age. Now you're asking me, how does that relate with faith in the impossible? Because possibility, five senses told them that they can't have children. And even by this time, we're not sure they were still praying. The husband was a priest. So he just continued with his life and, you know, they didn't have any children. And, you know, the wife was unable to bear a child. Now, watching the story, he was just there one day and he heard. Remember, how does faith come? By hearing. Now, the faith in the impossible here comes by you hearing, not your mind, not people, not the devil, because your mind, people, the devil, every logic has told you, remember, apply your common sense, you can't have a child because it is impossible. Science, everything is pointing that this is not possible. Now, how do we move from what is impossible to what is possible? The difference is what you heard, the word of God. So one day, the father, Zacharias, the husband of Elizabeth, heard an angel came and said, your wife Elizabeth is going to get pregnant and you have a son and you will call him John. What changed? He heard something that was impossible. Faith in the impossible starts with you hearing about something that is, you've been told is impossible. And then you just heard that actually, you know what? It is possible. And you know what? The angel went further and said, look, I'm from God and I'm telling you what God said. Remember, with God, nothing shall be impossible. And God is saying, you have this child is going to grow up, this child is going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, you know, will turn people to the Lord, he will go in the power of Elijah, he will turn the heart. The angel began to just speak about the child as if the child was already born and paint the picture of the future of the child. Now, the challenge is that Zechariah, remember logic, where logic ends and tells you this is not possible, this is impossible, that's where the faith in impossible begins. Now, Zechariah now uses logic and said, how is this going to happen? I'm an old man. My wife is past menopause. You know, logic, all right? The angel now said, no, I am Gabriel. I'm coming from the presence of God, and I'm telling you what God said. God said I should tell you that these things will happen. And the angel quickly told him, you know what? You're going to be dumb you're not going to be able to talk again until it happens. Faith comes by hearing. You heard that something impossible can be possible. At that point in time, you switch from logic to what God has said. Logic says it's not possible. God says it is possible. Logic says it's impossible. God says it is possible. Now, let me run to the other woman. Next week, we will explain better. She was a virgin, untouched. She didn't know any man. The same angel came and said, God said, you will have a child. She used logic. How can I have a child when I've not slept with a man? I've not had sexual relations, that the seed of a man will be planted in my womb and fertilize my egg. And, you know, that's science. That's logic. I said, no, that's not going to happen. You will get pregnant. The power of God will come over you, overshadow you. You will conceive in your womb and you will give birth to a son. His name shall be called Jesus. Do you know what she said? Let me just tell you what she said. Okay? I know I can, you know, I'm paraphrasing. Logic tells me this is not possible, but because she said it, be it unto me according to your word. The faith in the impossible starts with you using your logic. I've been told this is not possible. But what God is saying is that this situation with him, if I involve him, it is impossible without him, but with him, it becomes possible. I want to stop here. I don't want to overload. I want you to sit down and check something logic tells you is impossible. And I'm praying right now that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will show you what is possible with God concerning that impossible situation. And I pray, because you heard this simple word, please don't complicate it. It's so simple. Logic says impossible. The word of God says possible. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will show you, speak to you, expound this, and tell you what is possible. Let us pray. Father, thank you. It is impossible for you to lie. Your word in its simplicity, let it come again with light, with power in every heart and every mind. You cannot lie. It is what you promised that you will do. It is what you said you will bring to pass. And I bring everyone watching and listening, hearing me and heard your word, that it is possible, even though logic says it is impossible. And I'm praying specifically for medical conditions diagnosed as impossible to be healed. I say in the name of Jesus, because your word, the word of God, like water, rain from heaven, does not return void, but waters the earth, so that what is planted in the earth will bring forth and bud. The word does not return void, but the word of God accomplishes what it pleases. I speak that word to you right now, and that word goes, and the word is sent. And when the word is sent, it heals and delivers from destruction. I say in the name of Jesus, the word you heard today will bring healing to you. Amen. And deliver you. Amen. It is written, God heals, he forgives all iniquities, he heals all diseases. Listen, I pray in the name of Jesus right now, if sin is a hindrance, if you are cut off from God, you've heard the word of God that's connecting you back to God. I pray right now God will make himself real to you and your sins will be forgiven. Pray right now and say, Lord, forgive me all my sins. Forgive me all my sins and heal all my diseases. Forgive me all my sins and heal all my diseases. Forgive me all my sins, everything I've done wrong, and heal me of every disease. Everything in my life that is not making me to be at ease, in the name of Jesus. You take this word in its simplicity, that that which was impossible with God now becomes possible. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.